Walmart has proposed a new super center on this property of 98,000 square feet. There's an existing building there of just under that, 97,500 square feet. They propose to remove that building and put back a new super center. The current zoning on the property is called CSCN, which is Commercial Shopping Center Neighborhood. And the next two categories, it goes small, medium, and large. It goes Commercial Shopping Center Neighborhood, Commercial Shopping Center Community, and the next one is regional, so it comes in sizes. They proposed a 98,000 square foot store in a zone district which doesn't allow big box retail. It allows small scale retail uses, neighborhood scale commercial, and the maximum size is 15,000 square feet. So the appeal that has been that was just approved for a hearing next month is regarding their site plan, which does not comply with the current zoning.
And this was originally approved in a 3-2 vote. Am I right about that?
It was approved by the Sarasota City Planning Board for a 3-2 vote.
And then last night, there was another hearing. Tell us what happened there.
Last night was a city commission hearing to decide if they will hear the appeal that the neighbors submitted. The neighbors submitted an appeal to bring this error that's been made to their to make them aware of it. And the meeting last night was for the commission to decide if they were going to hear that appeal.
It sounds from the outside looking in that there's a pretty distinct difference between a 98,000 square foot building and a 15,000 square foot building. What is the argument in favor? What are the city commissioners or the city planners saying that would allow them to make that drastic of a change?
The staff report cites a category called large retail, which is listed by definition in the zoning, but the table of uses, which is the table which shows what's allowed and what's not allowed, does not permit that use. It's not even listed in that table, and the appeal brings that to light and identifies that the only structural type that's shown in the zoning for this area is a department store, and in fact, a department store greater than 15,000 square feet is not permitted.
And you're part of some people that are opposing this Walmart. Besides just the technical reasons, are there any other reasons why you're opposing having this Walmart put there?
Well, the discussion started with Walmart back in the summer, and when they told us that they had their rights, development rights in place to be able to build something of this size, and we assumed that was correct. And so we encouraged them to build with greater sensitivity to the neighborhood in terms of hours of use. It's a 24-hour 7-day-a-week operation they're proposing currently, and what's been in the past has been normal retail-scale hours, 10 to 12 hours, 10 to 14 hours a day, 7 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. The Walmart will bring in trucks and substantial traffic increases that are about 40% greater than what has currently been going on that site for the last 50 years. And so that was the initial discussion. It wasn't focused around zoning until we were made aware of the zoning violation that is created by the proposed site plan. The purpose of the appeal is about that the site plan does not comply with the zoning code.
And you mentioned one of the next steps. If people want to get involved in this on either side of the issue, what kinds of things could they do?
They can attend the city commission meeting at this point, by the city commission agreeing to hear the appeal, any neighbor who speaks can be considered an aggrieved party by definition if they're near the site and would be affected by the project. And in that case, their concerns can be heard. So if they want to speak to the commission and relay their concerns, they can do that at the commission meeting. They can write their commissioners. They can also be a part of the neighborhood group that submitted the appeal and participate in those discussions in order to formulate a clear vision of what the neighborhood hopes to achieve.
Our plan was approved by Sarasota's planning board. We were advised by the staff that no zoning changes or exemptions were needed. We were advised that the existing zoning on the site where Publix had been is consistent with the type of retail activity that Walmart will be conducting. So we believe this is a very desirable project for the community. It will revitalize one of the city's oldest shopping areas and generate approximately 250 jobs, as well as offering more affordable shopping opportunities to residents of the area.
And the city council is going to reopen the issue next month. because of the zoning issue that was brought up to them, are you pretty confident that they'll be able to rectify that, that the Walmart will be able to be zoned in that spot?
Well, the city staff seems confident that our project falls within the zoning parameters, so we'll be happy to visit with the city commission. I should say that we have spent considerable time visiting with members of the community, including nearby neighborhood organizations, and have made a number of changes in our plans in response to community input. We are looking forward to the opportunity to move forward with our project, and we think that many in the community support the plans that we've outlined, and we hope to be able to move forward soon.